Epoch Times senior editor to be awarded Best Author of the Year by French Quarter magazine. French Quarter magazine is honoring Epoch Times senior editor Jan Jikilek as Best Author of the Year for his new book, Killed to Order: China's Organ Harvesting Industry and the True Nature of America's Biggest Adversary. On April 20th, the magazine will host an awards ceremony at the French Embassy in Washington, with an interview session with the author. Jikilek, host of Epoch TV's American Thought Leaders, has covered the Chinese Communist Party's human rights abuses for more than 20 years. The best-selling book exposes how the CCP grew its unethical medical experimentation to an industrial-scale organ harvesting operation over the past two decades through its persecution of the spiritual practice Falun Gong, and how America became complicit. We are thrilled to announce that the title of Best Author of the Year for 2026 has been awarded to the exceptionally talented journalist Jan Jikilek. His new book, Killed to Order, has captured widespread attention for its uncompromising investigation into one of the most shocking alleged human rights abuses of our time, stated Isabel Caramuse, founder and publisher of French Quarter magazine. The topic is serious and shocking, one that is hard to believe as you read through the pages, Caramuse stated. Yet, Jan's extensive research, solid documentation, and in-depth investigation leave no room for doubt. The subject matter is not anti-Chinese and not driven by politics or prejudice. Rather, it is a raw, uncomfortable truth that Jan has uncovered after over two decades of meticulous study and reporting. The book has also drawn significant acclaim from human rights leaders. Sam Brownback, former ambassador at large for religious freedom, wrote a foreword for the book, describing it as an evil that must be cast out, and an urgent call for action. It needs to end, because we just can't treat a horrific regime like this one as normal, like you would any other country, a normal trading partner, Brownback said at a recent Killed to Order event in Washington. These things don't change until they're exposed. I really believe that 77 years of destruction is enough, and Jan's book, Killed to Order, exposes the depths of the moral depravity that the CCP has descended to. This isn't just inhumane. It's inhuman, he said. It ends by the world arising against the moral depravity. It ends by awareness to the cruel evils deployed by Beijing against its own people, which this book exposes. It ends by our saying no to CCP global leadership. The book has also garnered praise from medical professionals. As surgeons, especially those performing transplants, we know better than anyone all that can happen with surgery, the complications, the setbacks, and the world of suffering that comes before a slow and painful death. We are the ones who know how important it is to approach the field with unwavering ethics, Ethan Hyam, surgeon and medical whistleblower, stated. People familiar with forced organ harvesting always think first about the transplant surgeon, a mangle-like figure with a bloody scalpel standing over an unconscious patient, but overlook everyone else standing in the operating room with them, junior surgeons, anesthesiologists, scrub techs, circulating nurses. And not only that, but there are also the people who are ensuring the program continues to run, transplant coordinators, phlebotomists, hospital administrators, and travel agents, he said. Hyam recalled bringing up the issue of forced organ harvesting with a colleague who described an attending physician who gained a lifestyle of wealth and luxury due to his work in China. The colleague quickly changed the subject. It was as if he would not allow himself to know what was happening so that the line remained uncrossed, the questions left unanswered. How did the Chinese find so many donors? What was happening to those being persecuted in the prisons? Could these surgeons really murder innocent people and harvest their organs? If so, who were the ones training them? Hyam said. In fact, hundreds of elite U.S. institutions continue to train Chinese medical professionals today, including transplant surgeons. China also relies on the United States and other countries for the drugs needed to maintain a successful organ transplant. We must understand and confront the farthest depths of human depravity so that we may never be the ones to lose our souls, Hyam said.